Welcome to episode 50 of Life with Mitty. Today's episode, we'll talk about test driving a Porsche Taycan. Could this spell the end of my Tesla love affair? And is the Model Y quieter than the Model 3? Porsche recently offered me a test drive of their new 2020 Porsche Taycan 4S. That model is the cheapest of the Taycan line, starting at $103,800. As an EV enthusiast first and a Tesla owner times two second, I couldn't pass on that chance. I still remember my first ride in a Porsche when I was 9. It was a 914. Some Porsche fans would say I didn't get a ride in a real Porsche. But needless to say, to a 9-year-old boy, it was as real as could be. I still remember that feeling of being connected to the road and that handling. No, the 914 was no pocket rocket, but it was mid-engine and loud. I picked my appointment window of 3:30 and showed up a little early in my Model Y. Some of my friends were also there trying the car out. We chatted for a little while and shared their early impressions, causing me to be a few minutes late. No problem. My Porsche sales rep was glad to see me, and we started talking about the Taycan. He was quick to mention that the Taycan didn't have one-pedal driving mode, and except for a small amount of regen I could enable while coasting, all regen would be engaged with the brake pedal. He also mentioned that the car would creep ahead when releasing the brake from a sitting stop, but would engage a hold mode in certain situations. As he said, the car would figure it out. I listened to these details carefully, asking a few questions to better understand the braking behavior when sitting in traffic. I didn't want to damage the car. Who knows how much it would cost to fix a brand new Taycan? But it seemed those details on the behavior weren't enough, as you'll soon learn. We walked to the car, got in, and started going through the multiple screens. This demonstrator had the optional passenger side screen that the passenger can control separately to see various car information, as well as some controls as well, like climate control and creature comforts. Sadly, Porsche likes to make it a little complicated by offering multiple ways to do the same thing, even with navigation as well as climate control. This is a common design in many ICE cars, too. While there were buttons on the steering wheel in the car, there were no more than a normal ICE car, which for me is now too much. I was already missing MIDI's simplified controls and much larger touchscreen. Maybe for seasoned Porsche owners, they would be disappointed if Porsche applied a minimalist approach. I mean, if you're spending $100,000 plus, where are the buttons, sliders, etc.? Or in this case, multiple touch screens with small controls that require you to get your eyes off the wheel. After going through a quick demonstration, I was off. The sales rep had turned on the electric sports sound, a $500 option. As I slowly and carefully accelerated in the parking lot, I mean, it is a lot full of new Porsches, I hear this fake engine sound. I would imagine that a current Porsche owner would be comforted by it. It sounded nice. Yet it was the first thing I turned off. I wanted to take interior noise readings with my trusty meter, and having this fake sound on would get in the way. I get the car out on Handley Road to drive it in city traffic. The ride was well controlled and not overly sporty, as I had the air suspension set to normal. Brakes were not touchy or felt like other first-effort EVs I've driven, like the first-gen Nissan Leaf or the BMW i3. Yet I was already uncomfortable. Not from the seats, they fit me like a hand in a glove, with more side bolsters than Tesla provides, promising me I'd be safely confined if I chose to take the car to Gateway Raceway, which my 30-minute test drive wouldn't allow. As time passed, I started to understand my discomfort. I was back to a car I had to completely drive. The Taycan is designed for a Porsche owner or enthusiast. They expect that the car requires their complete attention and wants to be driven. That's not me. I can choose to drive MIDI full manual as I did when I participated in the 2019 Tesla Midwest Gathering at the NCM Motorsports Park Grand Full Track, hosted by the St. Louis Tesla Owners Club. That was a complete blast, and I'm looking forward to taking the Model Y out on a course next. But daily driving? Jokingly, I called the feeling that I felt autopilot withdrawal. Yet it was more missing one-pedal driving. I've got to think Porsche will rethink their driver's car-only design and incorporate true one-pedal driving in the 2021 model if they want to convert current EV drivers. It's that important to EV owners who could be turned off upgrading to a Porsche that doesn't offer it at any price. Funny, Porsches are known for all the optional features you can order. Why not one-pedal driving? And, oh yeah, remember we talked about that creep and hold mode? That was really irritating. The car would sometimes creep ahead, and then sometimes not creep at all. And when you would press the go pedal, the car would suddenly lurch ahead. It was not a good experience. In a Tesla, I can switch. I can say whether I want hold mode or creep mode, but not both. And that's the experience I had with the Porsche Taycan. It was very irritating. I proceeded to get the car out on the highway to do some interior noise testing. I knew by this time the car would handle highways without issue, and was pleasantly surprised by the spirited grunt the car had going from 60 to 80 miles an hour, more than either of my Teslas. Albeit that neither of mine are performance variants, it reiterated that this car is designed to be on the track and can easily handle highway traffic. As for interior noise, it didn't match the noise level at 70 miles an hour of my Tesla Model Y. I measured 68 dB at 70 miles an hour. I measured that same amount at 80 miles an hour in the Model Y. I was expecting better from a car almost twice the price, and with Porsche's legendary fit and finish. Also, the drivetrain was noticeably whiny, especially when initially speeding up or slowing down. I started to realize why the sales rep turned on the fake motor sound. While waiting in traffic, I looked back into the rear seat compartment, which had room for two people and less legroom than either of my Teslas, even the Model 3. And compared to my Model Y, which does have less rear window visibility than my Model 3, the Taycan has even less. I got back late because I missed a key exit. No concerns from my friendly Porsche hosts. By the time I turned the car in, I was shaking. Really? I missed my Tesla that much. I'm much more relaxed in my Tesla. And of course, I was also concerned if I'd make a mistake and crash this expensive EV. I need to make this clear, though. The Taycan is a great first effort by Porsche in the sport EV sedan genre. Well designed and engineered to sell Porsche fans and owners on an EV. This is evidenced by recent sales figures that show that the Taycan is outselling other Porsche models. I even mentioned to the sales rep that they were cannibalizing their other ICE models. All in all, I would never consider trading in my two MIDIs for one Taycan. I'd lose too much in the trade. I'd lose autopilot, one-pedal driving, stronger regen, newer free features and options, as well as the FSD features I've paid for like Smart Summon, Nav on Autopilot, Auto Lane Change, and the new version coming soon that will be a complete game changer. I look forward to test driving their SUV-based EV in about 16 months when it's ready. And I'm already on the list. Of course, I'll share that on the podcast whenever it happens. Coming up next, is the Model Y really quieter than the Model 3? From the first time I drove our Model Y home after delivery, the interior seemed to be quieter, both alone on the road and in loud traffic. Of course, accurately comparing interior noise between MIDI and MIDI in traffic wouldn't be possible. But what if I could measure them individually and separate from traffic? Several weeks ago, I bought a sound level meter. Having already tried using a sound meter app on my Pixel 4 to measure the noise level in our Model 3 and Model Y, I discovered that using a smartphone is not a good idea. The microphones are tuned for voice recording, and the volume is limited as well as boosted. Not accurate at all, as my average noise measurements were exactly the same, 76.6 decibels. Well, forget that number. I bought a real sound level meter, albeit a cheap one from Amazon. It's designed for tests like this. This unit yielded the following results. With wind conditions of 3 miles an hour from the north to northeast, a light crosswind, the 2020 long-range all-wheel drive Model Y measured at 66 decibels at 80 miles an hour. This was at mile marker 205.8 on I-70 West. The 2018 long-range rear-wheel drive Model 3, at that very same spot at the same speed, was 68.2 decibels. Now, why the difference? Well, we know that Sandy Monroe found some additional sound deadening in the Model Y, so there's reason number one. Reason number two certainly can be the difference in tires. I have 18-inch Michelin Primacies on the Model 3 and 19-inch Continental Pro Contact RXs on the Model Y. The Michelin Primacies tend to be pretty whiny. The third reason can be the HVAC system. Measuring the fan noise between the Model 3 and Model Y, I found that the Model Y could be quieter by as much as 3 decibels. Now that was at the 7 setting and 2 dB at 5 and 6. Below that, not a lot of difference. Now remember the reading I took in the Porsche Taycan? Unfortunately, I should have also taken a reading at 80 miles an hour. But the fact is that at 80 miles an hour, the Model Y is 66 decibels, and the Porsche Taycan is 68 at 70 miles an hour. I can only imagine that it would be at least 68 or higher at 80 miles an hour. So there was a big surprise to me. My Model Y is quieter than a Porsche Taycan. I wasn't expecting that at all. Well, that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining us, and always remember, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. Talk to you next time.